Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Every good and perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no shadow or variation of turning. James chapter 1, verse 17. Welcome to our study of the great things of God. In this initial lesson, we want to note that the greatest thing of all is God Himself. God is the great God. He is the magnificent, omnipotent, all-powerful God whom we serve. He is the eternal God. Psalm 90, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, "From everlasting to everlasting, you are God." God is the greatest thing of all because He can be trusted. He does not lie, He does not deceive, and He is not partial. The Bible says in Hebrews 6, verse 18, that it is impossible for God to lie. God is great because when He says something, you can be sure that's the way it'll be. Titus 1, verse 2 says, "We're living in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began." Not only can God not lie, and that makes Him great, but also God can always be trusted. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 7. And when God promises salvation, when God gives us promises in the Bible, and we do what He says, we can know that we're right with Him. This is the promise He has promised us, eternal life. 1 John 2, verse 25. And so God is the greatest thing of all because of who He is, because of His nature. Friend, are you a child of God? Are you right with God today? If God is the greatest thing, the great God, then truly our life needs to be right with Him. You can be a Christian today by believing that Jesus is God's Son, John 8, 24. By repenting of your sins, Luke 13, verse 3. By confessing the name of Jesus before men, Romans 10, verse 10. And by being baptized in water, Acts chapter 2, and verse 38. Truly, God is great. We must live up to the great God's expectations by being obedient to His will. Have you done that today? If not, won't you do so?
This is the gospel of Christ.